Eric speaking with Cody McKinney and John Weston of Bloodline. Cody, Bloodline not only seeks aesthetically pleasing results, but is guided by, you'd almost call it, a mission.
Embedded in this band is kind of a pursuit towards finding new ways and processes to improvise within, and having that be at the absolute center of the music making, as opposed to any, you know, other objectives that sometimes you come across as a professional musician.
Bloodline performs in some places any musical group might play in, but other spaces that the typical music fan might not know about.
So one of the things we've done is perform at the Ice House when JT Bates was doing his Monday series. And another thing that we've got coming up here is the International Society for Improvised Music. And that's more of an academic conference where we will be performing some music from some animated graphic and generative scores.
I was thinking that in many cases, musical performances take place in spaces where people are engaged in some part of the courtship ritual. And that's not necessarily true of Bloodline, or is it?
I think the courtship ritual idea is interesting in that, they say if you're going off on a tangent, if your favorite baseball team won the World Series when you're between the ages of 10 and 14, you're 85% more likely to be a lifelong fan. And I think it's that same psychology that we use where music sometimes informs the courtship. This is still using music and sound to dig back into our past as musicians, to hear things that both sound familiar but in new contextual places. So people feel, I think, attracted to the music but don't really know why, because we're presenting a lot of familiar things in unfamiliar ways.
Bloodline, the process of creation may be as important as the ultimate product. What was it like to create the previous piece, Grocery List?
It was great, and I think mostly what we're trying to do is get improvisers, or what I'm trying to do is to get the improvisers to just go into certain areas of their consciousness and focus their attention on improvising from a very specific place, which is kind of exactly what John did with his parking ramp project piece, where everything was composed specifically for a space. Right, John?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the space was a parking ramp project, and so one of the techniques I used was to code into these animated graphic scores, was to code in space so that we could hear the sounds that we were producing decay. But it's also, you know, the process of discovery is important. And we don't want to just discover something, stop there, and then keep doing that thing. We want to just keep discovering. And so another thing that's coded into these compositions is the idea of discovery. So it's not going to be the same every time. It's going to be different every time. And we'll discover something new each time we perform these pieces.
Would you say that there's frequently the un-wall of sound in effect? There's a lot of air in the music?
Yeah, like the fence of sound. A lot of holes in that wall.
Yeah. Well, here's a bit of the piece, the next piece, the one you've been referencing. It's from Parking Ramps. Bloodline plays with such attention to process. There can be a lot more air in the music than most other music playing today. Another way to look at it is that players are using a lot of restraint. They're not playing all the time. They're waiting for their cue to think of something to put out there. And you hear that on your CD. Pick out a favorite piece from the CD and tell
this
how that
comes into
play.
This was an early improvised piece that we did in the studio after just having a little bit of a morning discussion. We want to execute the patience of existing in one simple place for an extended amount of time because it seems a little bit contrary to the way that we live our lives, being so distracted by a variety of things. It's very nice to just sit and maybe examine more fully a certain space. So this particular piece exists in an extremely high register for quite a long time, allows you to live there for a good while and experience what that will be like without any distractions of needing more.
Bit of Bloodline's Bowed Bells. Thanks to Cody McKinney and John Keston of Bloodline. By the way, the third group member is Pete Hennig. For information about Bloodline, the web address is codymckinney.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.